Production Style of a Picture Book Read-Along by Arnie Cardillo of Live Oak Media. All audiobooks are not equal. Just as there are different types of children's books, picture books, beginning readers, early chapter books in middle grade, and young adult fiction, there are different types of children's audiobook productions, and a book's format can sometimes lend itself to different production styles, treatments, and techniques. Simply stated, a picture book read-along is a word-for-word audio recording that's meant to be listened to while the child is reading and following along in the book. Producing a picture book read-along, however, is not a simple process, at least not the way we do it, and we approach our read-along production with two purposes in mind: to help children learn to read, and to make the reading experience fun. Multisensory and associative learning. Learning is most effective when it's a multisensory experience. Infants and toddlers see, hear, and touch things in the world. Their parents name these things, and so they are taught and learn to associate words with the things they see, hear, and touch. The same holds true in the world of the picture book read-along. In teaching reading to young children, educators have found that if a child sees a word and hears it at the same time, the dual experience of seeing and hearing creates a double impression and deeper imprint of the word in the child's memory than the act of just seeing the word. This double imprint and impression allows the child to more effectively retain words in his or her memory and make associations between the visual and auditory nature of words. When we produce a read-along of a children's picture book, we utilize this concept of multisensory and associative learning. We try to draw the child into the world of the book, into the illustrations and words, by using sound effects, music, and production techniques that support the reading and imprinting process. Illustrations. In a picture book, a picture is worth a thousand words. Illustrations in picture books are there to help the beginning reader understand and decipher the words and story. For the young child, the illustrations are integral to the telling of the story. Or to put it another way, the text and story are picture dependent. So when we produce a read-along, we make sure that the pictures become part of the production. One way we do this is in the pacing of the narration. Without interfering with the natural flow of the text, we allow time for the child to look at the pictures and make associations between the story and the illustrations that support it. We even take into account the time that the child needs to physically turn the page of the book and locate the words on the next page. Most importantly, we are very careful to pace the narrator's reading so that it's not too fast to frustrate beginning readers or too slow to cause them to lose interest. Casting narrators. We try to cast narrators who are skilled in creating different voices, who can sound like a happy cow, a nervous mouse, a nauseous chicken, a young boy or girl, etc. And we ask the narrator to make each character different and distinctive from the others to help the child remember and recognize the various characters as the story unfolds. In other words, we want to make each character believable and interesting to the young listener. Sound effects. In the same way, we believe that sound effects, if used effectively, can represent words and events in the story and reinforce the text. Sound effects of a door slamming, a piece of paper being crumpled, a thud, and footsteps are all ways of making a greater impression or imprint of the word and action in the child's memory. We also pay particular attention to where we place the sound effect in relation to the narration. That is, either right before, during, or after the reference in the text, depending on where it best combines with the words and illustration to have the most impact. Music. Music speaks to the emotions, and so we use original music to reinforce the emotionality of the words and text. The use of specific instruments can evoke certain emotions or moods, like violins or violas for sadness or suspense, flutes and woodwind instruments for warmth and happiness, and brass instruments for heroic acts. The use of specific instrumentation and styles of music also help capture the essence of a book's characters. A bassoon for a basset hound, a flute for a bird, a tuba for a cow, etc. Or introduce children to different musical genres. Blues guitar and harmonica for Walter Dean Myers' The Blues of Flats Brown, or a jazz quartet for Chris Roschka's John Coltrane's Giant Steps. Increasingly, children's books are being published about singers, musicians, composers, songs, and musical genres. It's in these types of books in particular that the text and message of the book become music-dependent, and the music component in the audio production conveys the author's and illustrator's intent more vibrantly than the book alone does. A final word about the sound mix and human voice. Finally, it should be stated that no matter how many sound elements, tracks, and techniques we use to support the reading process, we ensure that the narrator's voice takes center stage, and that all other sound elements make up the supporting cast and are placed in the background of the sound mix. It's also important to use these sound elements judiciously, that is, when and where they have the greatest impact on the imprinting process. Ultimately, we know that there are times when nothing takes the place or makes more of a lasting impression than simply the human voice.